Yep, you said it was gonna happen.
Yeah. It's so annoying. I hate that it does that. It's so frustrating.
Something else.
Yeah.
But yeah, brother, they were really, really helpful. I downloaded the app. I just got the how easy it was just totally fascinated me. I download the app. I can choose like I can go to a register where I can type in a keypad where how much I needed to charge, and it Bluetooth. They sent me this little card reader. It's called the Ingenico or the Mobi 550. And the card reader can do all three. It can slide, it can do the chip reader, and it can do the tap. And bro, this thing is super easy to read. You type it in, you press payment, and boom, right there, you can send them a text or an email receipt. Done.
Wow, that's so awesome. Yeah. I mean, I definitely have people that, you know, because the only thing I know about is Squarespace, so that's whenever anybody asks me, I'll tell them that, but that sounds way better. But does it charge you to do it, or?
So there is a $20 a month fee, and then it's like 1.10% through the bank with a 12% charge each charge, but that's only, it comes out to like, in my area, I think my overhead is like 7.5% in sales, so 13, because 5% on top for the charge, essentially, with any MasterCard, you know, it's like up to 4%. So, okay. 13% overhead, or, you know, is if they want to do debit or credit, but of course, you know, we also accept cash and card and all that, or cash and check.
Oh, okay. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. That definitely would be useful.
Yeah. The other thing I heard about them, the difference too, was the selling point for the guy was, for me, was he said that if you charge over like $1,000, $1,500, or like $2,000, then, and they flag it as like, theft or something, then they could hold, Squarespace could hold your money for like 140 days. And it's like in a clause.
What?
Or 114 days. Yeah, or something like that. And it's in a clause in their contract. So I guess a lot of business owners don't know about that, small business, until they like start making transactions that are over $1,000. Me as a handyman, I can't go above anything $499, which is another reason why I stay in my niche, you know, services as well. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was really interesting. I was like, what if I did like a whole bunch of like, what if I do three $500, you know, $499 transaction? Is it going to hold it then? It's like, I'd rather not find out, you know.
Oh. Yeah, that's super frustrating that they do that. I would be so annoyed if I got a big job done and then they held my money for that long.
Mm-hmm. You know? For real? I mean, because of fraud? Because they're afraid?
It's the whole thing, even with Bitcoin, like banks won't sell Bitcoin anymore or let you buy it with your bank account because of fraud. I mean, it just, you know, they do so many things to, like, eliminate fraud, which, you know, it can be helpful, but at the same time, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know. Unless you report it, I don't know. I guess it's really that they just don't want to have to deal with refunding people, you know? That's really...
Well, right. And the service has to match the need, right? So Squarespace was invented from what the guy was telling me, because he was like, I did my research on this, which is why, you know, Costco, they choose people that are like, you know, they go above and beyond, you know, they have really good services. And so... he was just telling me, he was like, I've worked with people that were working with Squarespace and they were just like super, you know, unhappy that they were holding their money for, you know, this amount of time and this and that. And I was like, okay, but you know what? He said essentially, you know, you can do what you want, but it was built for, like a couple of transactions throughout the year so that if, you know, they do hold the money, you know, in case of fraud, then it doesn't affect your business long term. See?
Okay.
So it just wasn't built, I guess, for long term business or something. So anyways, I hope that's helpful.
Yeah, no, it is for sure. I mean, it's always good to have information that, you know, I mean, randomly people will ask me that stuff, you know, and we don't have anything here that does that except for through the website. So people can pay through the website, right? We do have that feature. It's PayPal integration, though. So, I mean, obviously there is a little bit of a charge for it. I think it's like 3% or something. I don't think it's much, actually. But there is definitely a charge for that.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, I've got PayPal and Venmo too. If adding those accounts is helpful or useful.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so if you looked at the website that I sent, the person who's actually our client, he has that set up too. So PayPal, Venmo, there's that option for pay later, and then also using your debit or credit card directly on the website. So they'll have that option there, which I think is great. You know, just tell them to go to your website and pay, and then you'll have the whole thing sent there to your PayPal and have an invoice and receipt for that. So
that is very cool. Yeah. The only thing about that feature is I would be cautious on just making payments. I usually take payments after the work is done, just for services.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. I'd say a lot of contractors are more like that. They do it afterwards, you know.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right. Well, let's touch base again then here pretty soon. And, you know, I'm excited to get you all set up with this. So, did you have any other questions at all?
No, man. I'm just excited to go ahead and get started on this, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. I'm super excited for you. So, we'll talk soon, and, you know, text me or call me if something happens before 3 o'clock, okay?
Okay, we'll do, Jesse. Yeah, I'll keep on checking on that account and see what's going on with that maintenance.
What? So they're updating, like, the whole system or something?
Yeah, they're updating my Golden One, and they said they've just been having experience in a whole bunch of people doing the same thing. And for some reason, when I go onto my Mobile One account, I can see, like, all of my other cards, my savings and my checking and stuff like that. I just can't see my my credit account, which I use for, you know, business purchases. So I don't know why that is, but that's been since this morning. So.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah, I called them and she said, hopefully it's going to be fixed by this afternoon. So to be honest, like it should be, and I'm going to give you a call at 3, but if you know, for God forbid anything happens, then it like, can I still do this by tomorrow? Like if it takes them a day or whatever?
Yeah, well, just touch base with me at, you know, at least by 3, and I'll see what I can do. You know, I could probably talk to my boss about holding it, so.
Okay, because I'm on board. I just want to make sure that everything's looking good on that side too.
I get that. You know, I mean, especially for business transactions, it's definitely better to use your business card. I mean, we can put another card on file, and then you can change it like next month or whatever. But I mean, I understand wanting to for tax purposes. It's always better to use your business card for any type of marketing, because this is also a tax write-off for you. So you can use any marketing as a tax write-off, which I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm excited about that, man. I've been happy to look up a lot of those tax write-offs. I got a CPA out here in Loomis, and she's just been just a fountain of information.
Yes. That is one of the amazing things about being a business owner. You get to write off everything, so pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, okay. All right. Well, I will let you go for now, and we'll talk soon. Okay, Joe?
Sounds good, Jesse. I'm going to give you a call, brother.
All right. Bye.